Please stand by. Good day, everyone, and welcome to today's Tivoli Talk. The topic for today is Keep Your Fingers on the Pulse of IBM Tivoli Green Data Center Solutions. Just as a reminder, today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I'd like to turn the call over to our host, Roger Hellman. Please go ahead, sir.
Okay, thanks very much, Sarah. And I'd like to welcome everyone and thank you for participating in this Tivoli Talk. I think it's going to be very beneficial to everyone. The idea here is to get ready for Pulse. And what we'll be doing today is talking about the IBM Tivoli Green Data Center solution and give you an update on the solution and prep you for Pulse and give you some guidance as to how you can use Pulse to your sales advantage. So I hope that everyone has downloaded the presentation and is looking at it now. What you should be seeing is a screen that shows the Pulse backdrop. That is no accident. Many of the slides that you'll see today are the actual slides that will be used with your customers at the Pulse event. The only thing that has changed is the color of the background. So you're getting the real thing along with some sales guidance. So let's all go to the second slide. And you'll see the presenters for today. It's myself, Roger Hellman. I think many of you know me. I work in the Worldwide Business Automation Sales Enablement Group. I support the Green Data Center solution. Key word there is solution. And with me today, we've got Chris Dittmer. And Chris works on the Worldwide Product Management and Strategy team. Chris has done a tremendous job with the Green Data Center solution, and he's a real expert. So we're very fortunate to have him with us today, and we are in very good hands with Chris on this call. So let's go to the next slide and have a look at the objectives for this Tivoli Talk. The idea here is to keep our fingers on the pulse of the Green Data Center solution. You'll get a good update on it, and you'll get a sneak preview to some of the new announcements that are going to be made at Pulse about this solution. You'll learn what we have to sell and how Pulse can help you. We'll go through why customers should care about going green and the benefits of going green. We'll talk about the benefits of our solution and how they solve customer problems. We'll talk about how Pulse can be used to your benefit from a sales standpoint. New news and new announcements that will be made at Pulse. And you'll get to hear all of this before your customer does. And then we'll go over what you should do about those things. And at the end, we'll have a quick, and I promise, painless test just to gauge whether we've all captured the key concepts from this Tivoli Talk. And I also want to point everyone's attention to a solution sales play for the Green Data Center solution. It's posted on Extreme Leverage. You can see the URL. And there's a lot of good information there, so please have a look at that and, again, use it to your sales advantage. So let's move now to the next slide. Why should your customer care about the Green Data Center? Well, there are a lot of good reasons, and here are the major ones. And I'm not going to read all the bullets on the slide. You can see it for yourselves. But there are some very, very important trends and very important things that are listed here. The first one is lack of sufficient electrical power. And the idea here is very simply that in many cities and in many data centers, there just isn't enough electricity available to support the server growth and the IT growth that has taken place inside of that data center. So customers need a way to make better use of the power that they've already got in their data center. Tivoli software can help them do that. The next thing is increased energy costs. I think a lot of us are probably well aware of where the price of oil stands today, and we see it when we fill up our gas tanks. Energy costs are going up, and according to IDC, that trend is just going to continue. So customers need solutions to help them lower their energy costs, we can help them with the Green Data Center solution. The next item is data center cooling. And there simply isn't enough air conditioning to support the data centers that exist in many cases. Servers have become more dense. I mean, think about a Blade Center server, a lot more computing power per rack, a lot more heat being generated by the additional processors in that rack. So data centers need more cooling, and cooling consumes a lot of electricity, which means higher costs. On top of all of that, government regulations literally throughout the world are driving greater energy efficiency. It's happening in the United States, it's happening in Europe, and it's happening in Japan. So let's go to the next slide. Visibility, control, and automation. Your customers are going to hear a lot about this at Pulse. I know you're all very versed on this, and you're well aware that this is a key message within Tivoli. In this case, from a green service management standpoint, we need visibility so the customer can see their IT services and they have visibility to their energy costs and energy consumption. The next idea is to control their energy costs and energy use while still maintaining service levels and use automation to monitor and manage their power consumption and reduce their costs and save electricity. So visibility, control, and automation is going to be a key message at Pulse. If we go to the next slide, now we're going to start talking about new things that are going to be covered with your customer, and we'll be able to take them through how Tivoli can help them measure and manage how much power they're using, identify what services are costing them in terms of power consumption, and look at usage of power and the users and services that are accountable for that power consumption so that it can be driven down. The next thing is how power can be reduced and power usage can be reduced, but yet still meet service level agreements. Next one is how much money can be saved by power reductions and by the use of Tivoli software. Now, I get this question all the time, and it's a great question because it deals with cost savings and it deals with return on investment. And the fact of the matter is that the amount of money that can be saved is really influenced by a number of things. The size of the data center can matter, the number of devices and servers in that data center, their age, their level of energy efficiency, the data center itself, from a facility standpoint, can cause either large or small savings to be realized. So all these things can influence the amount of money that can be saved by going green. And the best way to answer this question is to first cite IBM's Project Big Green, which internally we use new, more efficient STG servers, software and services. And so IBM went and leveraged solutions from across the corporation, hardware, software, services. And what IBM found was that energy savings of up to 40% could be achieved. Now, again, this is going to vary depending on your customer's situation. So if the customer says, what should I do first? What we would recommend is the first thing to do is to do an energy efficiency assessment. And IBM GTS offers services that can do this. And what that will do is it will show a customer where the greatest opportunities for improvement are. It'll show them areas where they're already reasonably energy efficient, and so they should therefore seek solutions elsewhere to increase efficiency. And it will allow them to put themselves on a plan and a roadmap to be more energy efficient, save money, reduce carbon emissions, get favorable press, and just be viewed as a better corporate citizen. So that's really the idea here. So at this point, let's all go to the next slide. And we will now cover the Tivoli solution in detail, and you'll hear about new announcements that are going to be made at Pulse. And so I'd like to turn it over to Chris Dittmer, As I said earlier, you'll be in very good hands, and Chris is going to talk about the solution itself and some of the new things that are going to be announced at Pulse.
All right. Thanks, Roger. And I wish that we were in the same room together, because I would hope that I'd see a lot of head nodding as Roger walked through the slides thus far. That's definitely what I've found when I've been out talking to customers about these same kinds of issues. You know, they may not be feeling all of these pains. Everybody's kind of at a different point in the maturity cycle and the life cycle of their data centers, but these are certainly very very real points that you'll find if your ears are open to them in your customer sites, and I suspect that you've already heard them. If you look at chart 7, then it starts with what we have to sell, introducing Tivoli monitoring for green energy. This is a new product that we're going to be announcing, and I just briefly wanted to talk a little bit about day 3 at Pulse. So this is actually the 21st, and it says that at the bottom, to be announced May 21st. That morning at Pulse, during the general session, the major topic for that 2 hours in front of 4,000 people is going to be the topic of green in IT, and specifically talking in terms of new announcements around this solution that I'm presenting to you today. So a lot of your customers are going to see this. There are going to be numerous press releases. As you'll see later in the presentation, we're partnering with a who's who list of players in the data center on this solution. So it's going to be pretty exciting. We expect to see a lot of press. The analyst reviews so far have been glowing. So you know, I want to introduce you to what your customers are going to see here, what's going to be available, and want you guys to be a step ahead in terms of having these discussions and that sort of thing. So that just wanted to preface it a bit with that, and you know, there are a number of other things going on at Pulse around this as well, breakout sessions, and there are 8 demonstrations on the floor that show different integrations of what I'm about to show you. So exciting things at Pulse. So if you're there, definitely check all this out. And if not, talk to your customers about it and what they've seen there if they manage to go to Pulse. So with that preface, I want to, you know, tell you a little bit about this. What you're looking at on chart 7 is this new product. It's going to go out and help us get visibility into power consumption metrics, thermal metrics. It's going to go out and collect all of the energy data that we would need to ultimately make our service management platform more energy aware. At this point, you know, most of what we do in service management is done to manage, you know, the business of running IT, but it's not really sufficiently aware of energy. This component that we're talking about here, this Tivoli monitoring for green energy, is going to collect all of that energy information so that we have access to it. And you'll see in a couple of charts how we can, actually probably the next chart, how we share that with a number of other products to make a total solution. But this capability itself is important because it's the new product announcement. And it, you know, the other piece of it that it gets right out of the gate, in addition to collecting the information, is obviously all the things that come along with ITM, like handling alerts and situations, data warehousing, so we keep a historical view of all of the energy consumption and energy metrics in the data center. And as you can see in the last bullet there, this correlates across. You know, this allows us to do a correlation of energy with all kinds of things. So you can take applications, databases, OS metrics, and correlate them with energy usage on things like CRACs, computer room air conditioners, the racks themselves, the power distribution units, all of the facilities infrastructure that goes along with running the data center in terms of energy can all be correlated in with this as well. We'll talk a bit about that as we proceed through as well. So if you flip to the next chart, what we have to sell. This is taking a broader view, looking at the entire solution. So you see right there in the middle is this Tivoli monitoring for green energy that we showed you on the previous chart. As you can see, it's taking feeds and communicating with assets across 3 different domains. So IT assets is probably the most straightforward one, the one we're most familiar with. It's going to talk to the servers, storage, things like that, bring in energy information and allow us to do some control back to it. So for example, in the case of IBM, if you've heard anything about active energy management of IBM servers, that allows you to turn down the power usage of an IBM server. So those kinds of things will be enabled here as well, so that you can both read the information in and take some control. If we move to data center infrastructure, that would be things like UPS systems, power distribution units, all of the data center infrastructure components that are unique to the data center, but they're not IT, right? So it's same story there. We want to be able to read in those energy metrics from that that the aspect, that element of the data center, and finally the building systems piece of it. So those are things like the overall air conditioning for the building, the lighting, the power, you know, the circuit breakers and the actual electrical distribution coming into the data center, you know, security systems, door alarms, all those kinds of things. We want to bring in that information as well so that we can handle both, you know, bringing in the energy metrics again, how much power are all those things consuming, how hot are they, those kinds of things, but also any kind of alerts or situations that might arise there. So if, you know, something like an HVAC damper fails, we want to be able to bring that alert into this Tivoli monitoring for green energy. And once you've got that in place, you see around the wheel, I hope these capabilities are quite familiar to you because they're all capabilities that we already have in Tivoli. So if we walk around the wheel, you know, we can talk about how every one of these capabilities is now made energy aware because we're going out and bringing in all of this energy information. So I just want to briefly walk you through, you know, as we go around the wheel, we'll start with IT server provisioning and load balancing. So we already do that today. We move loads, we provision new servers on demand and those kinds of things, but we don't do them with the energy awareness that we will now have. So now, instead of just load balancing on a schedule or something along those lines to move things around so that they'll work on a weekend, we can load balance and provision in response to energy. So if we found out, I think I already mentioned something like an HVAC damper from the building system tells us, hey, this part of the data center is now going to be too hot because our air conditioning system is failing, then we can load balance in response to that. So it's a pretty powerful capability. We can do things to try to minimize energy cost by load balancing as well. If you look to the next one, energy usage and accounting, again, we already have the capability to do usage and accounting on things like the network, CPU utilization, hard disk usage, those kinds of IT, very IT metrics, roll those up and charge, ultimately allocate costs and possibly even charge the business units for their usage of all these different components of the data center. Now we're bringing energy into that so that customers can understand how the energy is being used by the different components in their environment and break it out into something like a business unit level or the service level itself. So a financial services institution might want to know how much energy their ATM systems are using versus their online trading system, for example, and they could find that out. So they would know who is using the energy, and they would know how much it's costing with this kind of solution. If you move to the next one, business service management, again, you know, you've got a dashboard that shows all of the things related to your business services, how they're performing, you know, all those kinds of things. What you can imagine now is having categories that deal with energy, because energy is a very real concern in terms of staying on top of managing business services at this point. As we run these things hotter and more energy efficient, we perhaps also increase the risk that a failure or this, you know, a cooling failure or some other kind of failure in the data center might have the capability to take a business service down. So if we find out that our UPS, you know, our power system, our power backup system has gone down, then we might realize that we're one circuit breaker trip away from losing vital systems, and we would want to know that at the business service management level. If you move to the next one, facility design, maintenance, remediation. This is a key capability as well, where we bring in our Maximo capabilities. So we've already got the capabilities to do things like, you know, basically all your facilities management things, maintenance, repair, and those kinds of things. We want to be able to bring these energy metrics in so that when such an issue arises in the data center, we can immediately prioritize it in the queue, create a workflow to get the issue resolved, and ultimately page an engineer to go out there and actually fix the thing before it becomes more of a problem. If you look at the next one, IT asset lifecycle management, again, you know, continuing the theme, the capabilities that exist today, but we're enhancing with this energy capability, you know, we want to know the energy efficiency of all of the assets in our environment. So if we want to replace the server, we want to know which one would be most inefficient so that we can replace that one. If we're shifting workload around, you know, we may want to shift workload to the most efficient servers we have and avoid shifting workload to the most inefficient servers. So tying into this IT asset management repository where you have all this information standing there about your IT assets, specifically in this case, to know how efficient they are, and you know, there are all kinds of all kinds of things you can do with that. Even, you know, when you start talking about the green part of the story, you can even talk about how we handle the disposal of assets in a green way. So recycling them or reusing them, those sorts of things all play into that, managing the life cycle of an asset. If you move to the next one, this application response time management. So this one is a great one as well. Again, a capability we already have. In this case, we look at the response time of the applications in our environment, and we may want to tune our data center in terms of energy usage to meet certain guidelines in terms of application response time. So in the past, we've looked at energy almost as something, well, we're just going to throw as much energy as we need to run our data center. And now we're starting to look at it and say, well, maybe we don't want to use all of that energy. Maybe if our applications are, you know, if we have a service level agreement that says we have to have a response time of 5 seconds on any inquiry for this application, and we're running it at 1 second, maybe we can turn off some of those servers that support that application, or maybe we can turn the power usage down on those servers so that we can increase the response time up to that 5 seconds so that we're not using any more energy than we have to meet our SLAs. So that's a great capability. You can even automate that so that it changes dynamically over time. And finally, the additional ITM agents. This new capability, this ITM for green energy, doesn't require you to come in with a full suite of ITM agents. So if a customer has a competitive solution or no solution, we would obviously like to sell them the rest of the environment, because as you do, you know, you think about something like CPU utilization. It'd be really great to monitor the utilization of your CPUs along with your energy. That would allow you to make some intelligent decisions about a number of things related to energy. So all kinds of opportunities there. So that's it's a big solution. Lots of capabilities come into play here, and so I hope that gives you some sense. This is one that has had, you know, a really great reaction in terms of capabilities, and this is the kind of thing that analysts look at and say, wow, no one else could put this full solution together but IBM. So it's a great place to be. If you look at chart 9, then it's really giving you a little bit more detail. I just walked you through most of these capabilities, or all of them actually, when we look through, but this would be a good reference chart for you if you wanted to say, you know, what, go back and look at what each one of these components and capabilities in the solution actually gives us. So I'm going to go ahead to, this will be chart number 10, starts with use pulse to cell actively monitoring for green energy with the data center optimization and reporting. This is a really great capability that we're bringing in as a part of this package, this Tivoli Monitoring for Green Energy. It's in beta now and will be available later in the year. We're showing it now because we've got the screenshots and we're actually using it in some real environments, so we've been able to do it. But this capability is going to allow you to do things like what-if analysis around your data center. So you can look at it and say, well, my CPU utilization now is 20% across my data center, and I'm using this much energy, which is creating this much of a carbon footprint, et cetera, et cetera. What would happen if I could raise the utilization on those CPUs up to 30%? Then what would my options be? Could I, you know, get rid of some servers? Could I, you know, shut some down? Could I virtualize and those kinds of things? What would the impact on my energy be? And then once you've made those kinds of changes, you can use this tool to track it and see, you know, if, once I make a change, did it actually impact energy the way that I thought it would? And you can use that to qualify for rebates from the utility company, for example. They'll often give you a rebate if you make energy improvements. And for when you start talking about things like government regulations around improvements where they mandate a 10% improvement in efficiency, or something like that, we'll be able to give the capability to prove those kinds of things. So if you look at if you can see the screenshots in full screen mode, that gives you a sense of the kind of reporting. It's, again, something that customers' eyes get big when they see. So this is a good one. If you flip to the next one, this is showing the Tivoli monitoring with the ITM power agent. This is really a capability we have now that we could sell today to go out and get information from IBM servers. This is going to be superseded ultimately with this Tivoli monitoring for green energy, because that allows us to bring in IBM servers as well as all the other pieces of the data center environment that we discussed earlier. But this screenshot gives you kind of an idea, again, of the kinds of things that we can bring in. So power, temperature, correlate that with application response time, et cetera. So if we look at the next one, this one is starting with Tivoli Provisioning Manager and Maximo Spatial. So the screenshot that you're seeing here is showing you an overview of the data center, a tops-down view, where you can see the different racks. If we wanted to drill into those racks, we could click on one and see all of the assets that are in it, and ultimately figure out what services are running on those. So that's really powerful when you then throw a heat map on top of it, so that you can see, you know, again, if we look, think back to one of the examples I used earlier, an air conditioning or cooling unit fails in a certain portion of the data center and all of a sudden it's hot, there are a number of things that you may want to do in response to that. This allows you to visualize that. You know, when we start out here at the announcement time, we've got the capability to show this map. I think it's in first half of 09 when we get the ability to actually throw all of this energy data that we're collecting on top of it, so that we can superimpose the density of power usage, the thermal, you know, obviously this one's the heat map. So those are all important capabilities or important metrics to be able to show. And as we can visualize them, it becomes even more powerful. So out of the gate with the ITM for green energy piece, you'll be able to see it in a monitoring type of view. But when we combine it with this Maximo Spatial capability, you'll be able to see it more from a facilities point of view. So it gives, you know, the same kind of data is ultimately driving something that both your facilities side and your IT side is going to care about, which is a great message. Right now, those two functions tend to be pretty siloed in your customer's environment, but this gives you an opportunity to sell to either the facility side or the IT side. More ideally, you get both of them in a room and sell this thing as a solution to all of their problems. The next one is another great capability. It's around Tivoli Business Service Management. So this is showing the impact of energy on business services, putting it in the dashboard, you know, allowing you to raise any kind of energy-related events or situations up to Tivoli Business Service Management. This is a great capability. It's something that when you talk to it, you know, customers say, gosh, I can't believe we're not taking this into account today in our business service management efforts. But when you start thinking about all of the different things that can happen that are energy related, especially moving forward, you know, brownouts and you know, even disasters that could affect energy, we would want to know about anything like that so that we could raise it to this business service management level. So if you move ahead to chart 14, we are doing this in customer environments today. We're putting this solution in place. One case study that we've got in here is one that we can publicly reference with Bryant University. We're also working with a number of financial services institutions and hospital groups and those kinds of things. Thus far, you know, we don't have a publicly referenceable chart that we can show you for those, although we do expect to get at least a couple more good case studies on this topic, which I know will be really helpful. But this one is showing how Bryant University has been able to reduce power expenses by putting this kind of solution in place. So they are currently monitoring the energy usage on their IBM servers, currently working to bring in the rest of their environment as well. But on the IBM server side, at least, they've been able to see about a 40% reduction in their energy usage by fine-tuning the energy consumption and usage of those servers. So that's been great. You can read about the positive quote there from Art Gloucester, the CIO at Bryant, but they've been extremely positive on what IBM and Tivoli have been able to bring to bear on this solution. So chart 15 is showing how, you know, we've mentioned the facilities management side of it before. So, you know, we're bringing in not only IT metrics, but all the other non-IT things that are going on in the data center that produce, that have an energy profile, that consume power, that produce thermal metrics, et cetera. When you look at this chart, it's really eye-opening, because when you walk into a data center, you may assume you know, the, seeing the racks and racks and racks of blinking lights and servers, that servers are the dominant consumer of energy in the data center. But this chart is showing you that the blue piece there is actually the IT component of it. The majority of the costs and energy costs in running a data center are on the facility side. So you can see some of the pieces there. The chillers and cooling towers, the uninterruptible power supplies, computer room air conditioners, et cetera. So what this really tells us is that if we just work on the blue portion of it, we're not really solving the problem. We have to bring the facilities view and the IT view together. We have to solve all of those. If we just turned off some servers and made that blue line go down a little bit but did nothing to impact the rest of it, we would only be affecting a small portion. So it's very important that we're coordinated in the efforts that we make there. And the next chart, if you have it in full screen mode, it's a build chart that brings in each one of these partners one by one, so you may just want to fill that in. I can talk to each one of these very briefly in terms of what they bring to the equation, but you can basically see, again, we're showing the three different domains, the data center infrastructure, the facilities infrastructure, and the IT assets themselves, and the different partners that will be in our press release, will be participating at Pulse. There's actually going to be about an 8-minute video with senior execs from each of these companies talking about how excited they are about this solution and what they bring to the table and what they see as the major issues facing their customers and that sort of thing. But as I said earlier, this is kind of a who's who list in terms of the data center. So these are names that your customer is very likely to have in their environments today. So it's a really great asset for us to be able to go out and in my customer conversations so far, to be able to say, hey, who are you working with on your chillers and your UPS systems, for example, and APC, Eaton, are very likely names to come up. And it's great when you say, oh, yeah, well, that's great, because we actually have a partnership in place with them on this green data center solution. It's a great way to start a conversation and immediately build credibility. In one case that I can think of, APC was already, seen as a very, very valuable partner in this whole data center effort that a customer was making. And when we said we were partnering with them, it was like, oh, great. Then this should work well together. And all these companies are quite excited to be a part of this as well. The one that you see at the top, Newing Energy, deals in carbon credits, carbon certificates, and those kinds of things. So when you see these arrows leading up from this Tivoli Green Management piece, it's showing you the different screenshots, the different views that are ultimately enabled by this data that we're collecting. Newing Energy with their carbon credits and carbon certificates would be another one where they're taking this data, like we talked about earlier, proving that you've actually made these improvements. They're taking that data so that they can actually issue carbon certificates that customers can then trade. They're working in 27 different countries now to enable that kind of thing. So if your customers are focused on the carbon, that might be an angle to play. If you look on the facilities infrastructure side, we've got Johnson Controls and Siemens, two huge names. TAC is a part of Schneider Electric, also a huge player in the building automation space. Synapsense is a vendor for wireless sensors, so they can throw wireless sensors around the data center to measure things like ambient temperatures. They can do things like airflow under the floor, things like that. So we bring that kind of data in. When you look on the other side, APC and Eaton are major vendors in data center infrastructure, things like UPS, chiller towers, all the non-IT, a lot of the non-IT things that you see in the data center, they make. Matricon and OSIsoft are kind of middleware players that connect to a lot of the other, non-APC Eaton aspects of the data center infrastructure, so they can pull in some things like humidifiers and some of the more obscure, I guess, manufacturers and things like that is the best way to look at that. And then VMware is also partnering with us on this solution so that we can do things with virtualization more intelligently as well. So when we get that alert that says we need to reduce power because there's a brownout situation, we can work with VMware then to automatically tune the environment in terms of virtualization and how much of a given machine that we're actually willing to use. So they have thresholds that they can set that say, things like we're willing to take each machine up to 70% of its total. Maybe we want to raise that up to 90%. In an energy-constrained situation where we may not have as much energy as we want or the energy costs spiked up. So you know, we could spend the whole time talking about all these partners. I wanted to give you a little flavor for what they each bring to the table, and hopefully that helps. Hopefully we'll have some time for questions on that too. And with that, I want to turn it back over to Roger on chart 17 on the next steps.
Okay, fantastic, Chris. Thanks very much. A lot of really, really good information. Okay, so now let's talk about the next steps towards a green data center. As I mentioned earlier, if your customer says, great, this sounds good, what should I do next? One very, very good first step would be to do an energy efficiency assessment. The vast majority of customers have not done this, and it's a really good way to get them started down this path, to identify areas where they're doing things well and areas that are opportunities for improvement and big savings. This is available from IBM GTS, and I've included a URL here that takes you to their sales play, which contains a description of their offerings. Another very, very good step is to buy Tivoli software. And what we're recommending as a very good sales strategy is to sell ITM for green energy, which Chris took you through earlier, as an added value on top of ITM. Sell it as an added value on top of Tivoli monitoring. Lead with that. Take advantage of all the press and all the buzz and all of the marketing effort behind going green, and use that as an entry point. Sell ITM for green energy as a value add on top of Tivoli monitoring, and then expand from there to sell the other parts of the solution, things like usage and accounting manager, things like asset management, things like provisioning, business service management, facilities management, all of the things on slide 9. That Chris discussed earlier. So that's a really, really good step as well. The important thing, though, is to work with your customer to take action, put a plan in place, and get moving on saving energy, saving cost, and getting some good PR for your customer, public relations. So let's go to slide 18. I just wanted, again, to prep everyone here. This is a slide that talks about IBM software for a greener world. This is something that's going to be discussed at Pulse. Just wanted you to be aware of it. There's going to be a number of presentations made that show how all of Software Group, not just Tivoli, although Tivoli is a huge, huge piece of this. The idea here is to show how all of Software Group is behind going green and behind all of the work that IBM is doing to help customers adopt and deploy green data centers. Moving to slide 19, speaking of adopting green data centers, IBM is doing this internally. And here you can see some good facts and figures. I'm not going to go through all of this, but it always helps when we can go to our customers and show how we are using this technology ourselves, the benefits that we're internally realizing, and how we are becoming green internally. And there are a lot of speaker notes on these slides that I invite you to take a look at. There's some additional facts and figures that could really help you. And also, there's a lot on the web about IBM Project Big Green and some of the things that we're doing internally to save money ourselves, reduce carbon emissions, and be a good corporate citizen. Let's go to the summary slide here, slide 20. And after I go through this, I'd like to invite Barbara Cordy, who is the Worldwide Sales Business Unit Executive, to say a few words. Again, in summary, visibility, control, automation. That's the key. Reduce energy usage, save money for your customer, deliver a great return on investment, and use Tivoli software to do that. So, Barbara Cordy, if you're there, I'd invite you to say a few words as well to the audience.
Thanks, Roger. I just wanted to make sure everybody knows this is a hot topic with customers. So if you think your customer isn't interested in this, you're not talking to the right person or you're not asking the right questions. I haven't gone on a single customer call for the last year where when I probed and asked questions about green that a customer didn't say, yes, I care about that, I'm worried about it, we have some kind of initiative on it. But I do want to make sure that, you know, you're not going to make your quota on this stuff. So I don't want you focusing all your attention on this. You need to use this as a differentiator. So when you're selling monitoring, it add in the capability to monitor energy kinds of things because that's your winning proposition. You'll never make your numbers just selling monitoring green by itself. So use this as the added differentiator in your deals as you're going forward. You can add in these capabilities. We have leading edge kinds of stuff. So we're looking for customers to be references. If you have a customer that wants to be a first mover that will work with us and be a reference, give me a call. I'd be happy to work with you to make sure that they get an easy implementation and can be references for us. But be smart about this. You really do need to know how to talk about this. Roger and Chris have done a great job of annotating these slides, and I know they'll be happy to answer your questions as well. So, Roger, I'll turn it back over to you because we're going to give you a little test to make sure that we hit the mark with what we talked about, and then we'll take questions.
Okay, fantastic. Thanks, Barbara. Yes, so we're all going to take a test now, and then we'll take questions. So I'd like everyone to skip over the slide that says questions. We'll come back to that and give you a chance for Q&A. But let's go to slide 22 and take our quick and painless test. And I'd like to turn it over to Sarah to talk about the easy mechanics behind doing this. So, Sarah, take it away.
Thank you. As Mr. Hellman said, at this time we'll conduct a brief electronic test. After Mr. Hellman has finished reading the question and all the possible responses, please answer by firmly pressing the star key, followed by the number on your touch-tone telephone that best corresponds to your choice. If you are using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. There will be a brief pause in between each question to allow everyone the chance to answer. Mr. Hellman, I'll turn it back to you for our first question today.
Okay. Thanks, Sarah. So, just to make it clear, I'll read the question, and then you see five answers, A, B, C, D, and E. We've never done this before, so we're pioneering this, and so the way this is going to work is A will correspond to star 1, answer B will correspond to star 2, answer C will correspond to star 3 on your phone, etc. So I'll read the question. Please enter either star 1, star 2, star 3, star 4, star 5. Sarah will collect the responses. I will then tell you what the correct answer is, and we will tally to see how many correct responses were received. However, that we will not be able to tell who gave what response. Okay, so I hope that's clear. So let's start with question one. This one should be fairly simple. In today's Tivoli talk about the Green Data Center, we spoke often of one particular color, and that color was? Answer star 1 would be top, star 2 would be chartreuse, star 3 would be hot pink, star 4 would be green, and star 5 would be mauve. So please enter the correct answer, answer your answer now. Sarah, how are we doing?
And Mr. Hellman, please proceed with the correct answer in your next question.
Okay, so in case, I think everybody probably got this one right, the correct answer was star 4, green. So let's move to the second question. It might get a little bit harder. The Green Data Center solution allows you to go beyond just selling point products and instead increase your deal size by selling a solution that spans business automation and the Tivoli portfolio. Which of the following capabilities are part of this solution? Star 1 would be monitoring for green energy. Star 2 is provisioning. Star 3 is facilities management. Star 4 is business services management. Star 5, all of the above. So please enter your answers now, or your answer.
And we'll pause for just a moment to collect the answers. And Mr. Hellman, please proceed with the correct answer in your next question.
Okay, the correct answer was the last one, all of the above, star five. Okay, let's go to question three. Which of the following statements is not a customer data center challenge with respect to energy? Star one, rising energy costs. Per IDC, between 1996 and 2010, energy costs are projected to rise by 8x, or 8 times. Star 2, lack of sufficient electrical power. Star 3, lack of sufficient data center cooling. Star 4, government regulations driving greater energy efficiency. Or star 5, reduced use of storage devices. So please enter your answer now.
And again, we'll pause for just a moment. And once again, please continue to stand by while we collect your responses. And all responses have almost been collected. And please proceed, Mr. Hellman.
Okay, the answer to this question is the last one, star five, which is reduced use of storage devices. All of the other choices are customer challenges that we can address with the green data center solution that we covered earlier. Reduced use of storage devices was not mentioned, and in fact, increased use of storage devices would be a customer challenge with respect to energy because they involve the use of spinning disk, which consumes power. So let's go to the next slide, which is question four, which contains question four. Management of facilities and data centers is star one, merging, because these two are becoming more interdependent. Star two, diverging, because customers are becoming increasingly siloed. Star three, remaining about the same with no major changes. Star four, remaining very separate because of the unrelated types of assets involved. Or star five, none of the above. So please enter your answer now.
And again, please stand by. And please stand by just another moment while we collect everyone's answers. Mr. Hellman, please proceed.
Okay, the correct answer was star one, merging because they're becoming more interdependent. We're seeing more interdependency between IT and facilities, and the green data center solution that we have can help in both areas. So let's go to the last question. One very good step in a customer's journey towards a green data center is star one, immediately launching a server consolidation project. Star 2, replacing all of their servers that are over 3 years old. Star 3, conducting an energy efficiency assessment to determine where opportunities exist for improvement and start building a plan towards saving money and going green. Star 4, automatically starting with measures to manage energy in their facilities since this area represents the majority of data center costs. And star 5, to focus only on past and present energy consumption data, since projections of future space, energy, and air conditioning requirements are bound to be very error-prone. Please enter your answer now.
And we'll pause a final time. And we have collected all responses. Please go ahead, Mr. Hellman.
Okay, the correct answer was star 3, conducting an energy efficiency assessment. Star 1 and star 2 might be good ideas, but you don't immediately launch a server consolidation project, nor do you replace all of your servers automatically that are over 3 years old. The only other real interesting one was star 4, and it is true that facilities is a very large portion of energy consumption and energy consumption cost, but you don't automatically start there. So that concludes our test. I hope that wasn't too difficult. Now let's go back to the question and answer portion of the call, and let's open it up.
Thank you. If anyone in the audience has a question or comment today, please press star then one on your touch-tone phone. For those of you joining us today using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute button is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Once again, to the audience, if you have a question or comment today, please press star then one. We'll go first to John Broadhead.
Hi, Roger and Chris. I have a question regarding the nature of our partnership with Siemens. Could you elaborate? Hello?
Yeah, Chris, are you familiar with what's going on with Siemens?
Yes, I am. I wonder what the nature of the question might be in terms of what capabilities we can unlock by working with them, or what, you know, agreements we've signed or those kinds of things.
Well, a little of both, I guess, because we are working with them now, and I'd like to understand a little bit more in detail about what exactly is comprised in the partnership.
Sure, sure. So the idea there is, you know, we've created a number of joint value propositions with them around this solution. So a great example is, you know, something like a brownout situation comes along, or a notification that our utility rates are about to rise. They can tell us that. They get that kind of information in. And then we can, you know, quickly go to determine what we might want to do to take action. There are a number of take action steps that we may want to take that Siemens would do, or there are a number that we may want to do. So as an example, to follow that, Siemens may actually say, fire up the backup generator and let's just stop using power from the utility company. They may say, let's shed load from around the rest of the building, so let's turn off the lights in the kitchen and the cafeteria so that we've got more power to throw to the data center without hitting the you know, brownout condition and increasing our power usage. Or, you know, we may end up doing something from the Tivoli side, like shifting workload to an alternative data center. So by working together with Siemens, we've got options that allow our users to take action across both the facilities and the IT domain to solve, you know, any kind of problem. That's certainly one example. Equipment failures and that sort of thing is another. Is that helpful in terms of that's kind of the joint value proposition side of it? In terms of formal agreements, we're not going to OEM Siemens equipment or anything like that, and they're not going to OEM our software. So it's more of a joint value that we can bring to our joint customers.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
Once again, to the audience, please press star then one if you have a question. We'll go next to Dan Fitzgerald.
Roger, Chris, thanks very much. A couple of questions. I'll just ask the first one, and if it frees up again, I got a couple more. Info on power credits. You mentioned during the presentation that you know, organizations, businesses can get credits for reducing their power usage, if I understood that correctly. And if I do, where can we get that information so that we can factor in when we're helping to, you know, put together a business case?
Sure, this is Chris. I can take that one. I mean, that in the States, that typically comes in from the utility companies themselves. So they'll offer incentive programs. It's analogous to what you see at home. Sometimes they'll give a rebate for installing a more efficient water heater or something along those lines. And it's the same way with data centers. So if you can verify that you've taken actions and reduced your power with the utility company, there'll be a rebate there. So that I would say, you know, start with the utility companies themselves, and we could get you more information on at least an example or two of that type of program.
So, Chris, let me elaborate, though. This is Barbara. So if you go to your ITO team or to Steve Sam's GTS team, they have specific information on what's going on in the industry and could help you work with your customer and find out what's available.
Thanks very much.
It appears we have no further questions at this time, but as a final reminder to our audience, it is star, then one if you have a question. We'll move next to Brian McNamara.
Hey, Chris, I think this is a question for you. First, thanks for helping me out. I think it was last week you helped me out a little bit with this.
Sure.
I'm particularly curious, looking at slide 15 and thinking about what some competitors are doing in this space. Slide 15 is where you had the blue focus on information technology and then the, lots of the green stacks around facilities for cost. What are HP, Sun, and others doing in this area, and how do we compare and contrast with them?
Sure. Happy to answer that one. And Barbara and Roger, happy to let you take a shot at too. I'll be brief. You know, the HP solution has, if you look at what they've focused on, they've got the capabilities that are similar to ours in terms of monitoring at the server level, and even the power capping kind of thing. So turning the CPU down, actually having some impact on the power usage of their own server devices. The solution is not heterogeneous. So they don't have these partnerships that we've got. They're not bringing in data on facilities and data center infrastructure like we are in our solution. So they're primarily living in the blue box on chart 15, if that's the one you're looking at.
Yep.
They do have a capability that's called dynamic smart cooling for new data center designs that helps to make the cooling systems more efficient, but essentially it's just changing temperature set points on the cooling systems to try to help them be more energy efficient. And I actually was able to present this overall solution to a senior VP of facilities at one of the larger financial institutions in the States, and after seeing this, he called HP's solution dynamic dumb cooling instead of dynamic smart cooling. What we can do here is that was a great validation of the whole solution. In terms of Sun, because you mentioned them, there's not a lot out there at all. We've had a fair amount of competitive intelligence done here and haven't been able to find a whole lot that they're doing, even at the server level, to try to increase the efficiency of their own servers or to allow you to do the energy monitoring or management. So they have not really made a big play in this. We expect both HP and Sun and Microsoft as well will try to respond to this announcement and certainly anticipate that. But at this point, this has been, you know, in terms of the analysts as well, they validated that this is going to be a market-leading solution. So we're in a great space here, great place.
One other thing, this is Roger speaking. I took a look at Sun, and essentially what they're doing is they're stressing hardware, heavily stressing hardware. What they do is they come out and they say, we'll do an energy efficiency assessment, then we'll put together an optimization plan, which typically involves server consolidation, and the last thing they do is offer a virtualization service as well, where they'll help the customer virtualize and take the consolidation one step further. But it's very hardware-centric. We've got, obviously, the hardware side from STG as well as the services and the Tivoli software.
Okay. Thank you.
We'll go next to Dan Fitzgerald with a follow-up question.
Hey, thanks again. What are the requirements to manage non-IBM hardware, non-IBM servers? Is there a particular standard that should be in place or a certain piece of equipment that needs to be added in order to throttle back the CPU or the overall power usage?
Sure, so I'd be happy to take that one. The basic way that the industry is right now is that there aren't standards that would allow us to say, you know, send the same kind of message to an HP box or a Dell box or a Sun box that we can do with our IBM boxes. So we've got the capability to do, you know, all the monitoring and control that you would want to do on the IBM side of it. when you go out. Sun, for example, provides no interface by which to change the hardware consumption, so the power consumption on the hardware, I should say. So there's, you know, there's not really a way to provide that same kind of capability. What we can do is read that information in from the power distribution units themselves. So if you're not familiar with those, I mean, those are essentially like power strips that you might have under your desk that are much more, they're industrial and help distribute the power. And some of those are intelligent enough to be able to tell us, you know, if you've got something plugged into it, how much power it's using at the socket level on those power distribution units. So in that case, we could bring in the energy information and at least know what the Sun server is consuming, but we would not be able to go back and tell it in the same way that we can tell IBM hardware to throttle back.
Thanks.
Sure.
And it appears we have no further questions at this time. Mr. Hellman, I will turn the conference back over to you.
Okay, well, I would just like to thank everyone for attending. Thank you for your participation, and we are here to help. So as the year goes on, if you have any questions or requests, shoot me an email, shoot Chris an email, and we'll be glad to help out. Thank you very much.
And that concludes today's conference. We thank you all for joining us.